fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 24th day of October, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Still legal in all 50 states, even in California, to do the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say, and that's what we do here every morning. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, very important, could be a life-saving matter. Learn how to fix a flat tire. Seriously, learn how to do that. There's all kinds of YouTube videos on how to fix a flat tire. I had to take care of that over the weekend just to refresh myself on how to change out a tire quickly and easily. And just learn how to do that and practice it. That would be a good thing also. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting green with my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to talk about the events today and how incorporating EMP shield devices into your daily life can help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us. Well, sir, these wars going on in Ukraine continues. The threats from China to invade Taiwan continue. And us barefoot peasants, I refer to myself as a barefoot peasants, we can't do anything to stop those things or change them, can we, sir?
There's not a whole lot we could do, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So that leaves us with our own devices, what we can do within our ability, and that includes preparing, as the old saying goes, in time of peace, prepare for war. And I like to always point out the Swiss. They've been doing some not-so-smart things recently, the Swiss government, but mostly the last 200 years, Switzerland's been surrounded by some of the most brutal, barbaric wars in human history. And not had to participate, had they, sir?
No, not to my knowledge. I don't think they have. That's a good point.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
a friend of mine was with the U.S. Army and stationed in Switzerland, and when he arrived, he was assigned, when he registered his motor vehicle, that's when he was given his assignment for his bunker, for him and his family, where they would be safe in the event of a war. So it was connected to the motor vehicle registration, having a bunker for yourself and your family stocked with the supplies a family would need to be safe in the event of war taking place. That strikes me as a pretty smart thing to do. How about you, Andrew?
Oh, it's incredibly smart, and it's also really interesting to hear. You know, I've heard similar stories about that, but you know, hearing it from you, it's more credible now. It's ingenious, you know, in a way. You know, it's not to scare people too, but being prepared, especially in a location like that where they've experienced war around them, and understanding the importance of being prepared in case something like that happened is incredible to see. And it's good they do that.
Well, he was stationed in Europe in the, I think, the late 1950s, and he visited some of the concentration camps and recorded what was said there about how many people died. And he went back several times over the decades, and each time he went back, he noticed the number of people who died at the camps was dramatically reduced. He made that observation. But moving on from there, we have very serious threats going on with Russia moving the first line troops, not the troops from the Muslim republics of Russia, which I would regard as a B team, but they're moving the A team troops into Belarus, moving tanks there, basically pre-positioning everything they need for a real invasion of Ukraine. And, of course, we have American equipment on the ground in Ukraine, highly sophisticated equipment that you need highly specialized technicians to operate and maintain, which tells me there's Americans there. They may or may not be military, but you'd have to have, and we may have talked about this before, these highly complex weapon systems, you have to have a direct connection to the manufacturer for the technical updates, for spare parts, maintenance updates, and so forth, for these highly technical advanced weapon systems, don't you, Andrew?
You do. It actually normally would take somebody who would be considered an expert or, you know, subject matter expert on that platform to at least be able to continue to train and maintain the equipment until whoever you're training is capable of doing the same thing. And these are highly complex systems. It's not like push a button and it goes, you know.
Right.
I would presume that there is some folks over there.
Well, of course there are. I mean, that's a given. That's a given. There may or may not be U.S. military personnel, but without a doubt, there are Americans who are working in direct connection, direct contact with the manufacturer, whoever manufactured these sophisticated weapon systems. It's been said multiple times the last several weeks and a couple of months that we're closer to a nuclear exchange than we ever have been since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I take that as being a true statement, don't you, Andrew?
I do as well. It's simply incredible about the rhetoric and how people are openly discussing nuclear warfare like it's no big deal. To me, it appears that Russia is prepping the battlefield for some kind of large-scale invasion with the A-team, like you explained. You know, destroying the electrical infrastructure and many other main portions of infrastructure that would be required for Ukraine to operate more efficiently. So they know, to me, it seems like they know exactly what they're doing. They're getting prepared for something bigger. And of course, the talks at the higher levels are not, you know, it's not looking so good there either. So something, it looks like something's happening.
It does. It does. Now, it's unusual for an army to not make use of weapons they have. It does happen. During World War II, for example, the German army had stockpiles of chemical weapons on one hand. On the other, Adolf Hitler was a victim of chemical weapons himself in World War I, and he refused to. In fact, the German army went down in defeat not having used their stockpiles of chemical weapons. That's unusual. What's more typical is that an army will use anything and everything in its arsenal. Now, World War II, once again, the Germans and the Japanese both had nuclear weapons development programs. The German program didn't quite reach its success. We know that. The Japanese were really close, and the last thing they needed was enriched plutonium, enriched uranium coming from Germany. And that submarine carrying what the Japanese needed to finish making their own nuclear bomb was en route to Japan when ceasefire was called and Germany surrendered, and that submarine turned around and went home, or I don't know where they went, but it didn't go to Japan. So thank goodness.
Right.
Once again, here we are 77 years later with nuclear weapons being the use of them being tossed around as casually as people would talk about whether to have a pepperoni or a sausage pizza with that kind of casualness. I find that that casual use of these threats as being pretty scary by itself. Don't you, Andrew?
Oh, it's quite scary indeed. It's almost like mind blowing to me that they're just discussing it openly like this. Almost in the sense that they're trying to normalize it in case it actually does happen, which is an indicator to me that it's a very high threat right now. I mean, you really don't know. I mean, even some of the stuff we discussed over the last 2 weeks is now becoming more mainstream. And I truly hope that it doesn't come to that. But we all know that Russia has very sophisticated nuclear systems. It's just a scary thought, and I really hope it doesn't happen. But the capabilities there, and same with EMP, and the threats of EMP have occurred as well. Very, very devastating weapons that could be used if somebody decides to get squirrely.
Absolutely. We got our first caller here, Andrew. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say that I have learned about from a book called The Manhattan Project that these people left Germany because they didn't want to be under Hitler. And they come over here, and people from other countries, they make the atomic bomb. and the reason they did it was because it was just a matter of time when Hitler was going to be making it along with Japan. Did y'all believe that? It's an old book. I mean,
that's what we've been talking about, that very thing the last 13 minutes.
I wanted to say this. That I did not know that Japan was able to ship over huge balloons full of fire bombs, they call them, huge. And all they were sending them into America. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty common. That's pretty common knowledge, Pat. Anything else?
No, I'll let you go by.
Okay. Japan was using weather balloons to attempt to set off the Pacific Northwest on fire with some limited success. What we have here with Andrew's company, EMP Shield, is all my listeners have access to the exact same equipment. There's no difference whatsoever. You don't have two different production lines, one for civilians, one for the Department of Defense, do you, Andrew? It's one production line.
Andrew? Yeah, sorry, John. Can you hear me?
Say again. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the technology we're using exceeds military standards, so it is the same capabilities of what the government is using.
Yeah, so when you place your order at thelibertyman.com, a week ago today my website was down for 4 days, but it's back up and running as of Friday morning. When you place your order, you have access to this technology, saving you the time and money that I've spent years ago, and I've told this story many times, but we always have new listeners, where I had a Dodge specialist convert my 1988 Dodge three-quarter ton van, this was in the mid-90s, to become basically 1968, with eliminating all transistors, resistors, and diodes. Mm-hmm. It was somewhat pricey, not all that expensive, and took some time, about a week or so. You don't need to do that, because you can get the EMP shield device for your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, at a very nice, because thanks to Andrew and his efforts, all my listeners are grandfathered into a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. And it gives me peace of mind knowing that my Lincoln Town car, both my Lincoln Town cars, are protected from EMP, that my home is protected from EMP. I no longer, when there's a thunderstorm coming, I no longer need to run around at 2 o'clock in the morning unplugging all my different computers, which I have four of them in daily use and others in storage, my postal meter, and all these different pieces of equipment, the answering machine, because I know my home is protected from lightning. And EMP Shield has a industry-leading insurance policy on lightning. Tell us about that, Andrew.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, it's actually kind of a unique story. The EMP Shield was developed specifically for the defense of, you know, the effects of EMP. What we did quickly realize was that it's also a lightning protection system for your home. And not just in the sense that we, you know, we hope it's going to work. It is such an incredibly robust and such a fast device that it's able to actually stop a direct lightning strike. And we've had thousands of homes hit with lightning. It's a very effective device. Now, the warranty is, you know, looking at surge protection, not just EMP, but surge protection, there's really nothing else like it in the industry. It is an industry-leading warranty. And the reason is EMP Shield's backed by one of the nation's largest insurance carriers who has vetted the technology and backed it with this insurance. And so we can guarantee our customers lightning protection. And if for any reason the device doesn't work, our warranty, which is a standalone warranty, meaning you don't have to use your home's insurance policy, will cover the cost of any damage that does occur. Now, it's not going to happen because the device is very effective, but if that were to occur, we will cover the cost of the damage up to $25,000.
That's phenomenal. And one of our listeners, she's probably listening right now, she's involved in the agriculture business down in Arkansas and has, I believe, if I remember correctly, about 24, 25 industrial water pumps used in her agriculture business. And every business has a business model with certain things built in. Her business model, up until she got EMP Shield devices, included losing about 3 per year to lightning strikes of these very expensive $20,000 plus water pumps. We're just built to the business model as an expected expense. She no longer has that expected expense, does she?
She doesn't, no, and it's really cool to see. She was losing 2 or 3 a year. I mean, we're talking like $60,000, $70,000 potentially from lightning. You know, now she's got EMP shields on all of her pumps, and she doesn't have the loss that she had before, which is saving her a ton of money and also time, energy, effort as well. So it's something that she doesn't have to worry about anymore.
She saves almost enough money to buy a new Ford electric pickup truck that only goes 85 miles. Wouldn't that be special? You know what I'm saying is true. If you know, a Ford electric pickup, if it's towing an RV as opposed to just being empty, goes about 85 miles. Did you know that, Andrew?
I didn't know that, but you know, I didn't think the range was very far, but 85 miles is horrible.
Now, since we're talking, you know, the Humvee SUV. And there's two ways people can charge these things at home. One is the 110 charger, which most people get because of expense. The other is the 220. So, Andrew, I'm going to ask you to guess how many hours it takes using a 110-volt home charger to charge up a Humvee SUV, electric vehicle.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea, John.
I'll say, okay, how about there's 168 hours in a week. It takes a week.
Oh, my God.
To fully charge it. When we get back from the break, Andrew's going to give us a summary of just what in the world EMP is and how to protect from it. We'll be right back.
OPEC Plus cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The oil-producing nations of OPEC Plus announced that they are cutting oil outputs by 2 million barrels a day. Senator Joe Manchin said the move shows that the U.S. must emphasize American energy independence and security. Seems like I've heard that before. In response to the output cut, the Biden administration announced the release of 10 million more barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Gee, that will cover the shortfall for a whole 5 days. Then what? Biden has already drained the reserves to their lowest point in decades. Biden created this problem by forcing his green agenda and is using the nation's strategic reserves as his party's campaign checkbook to attempt to bring gas prices down before next month's elections. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You go to my website, libertyman.com, scroll down to the EMP Shield panel. You can do some homework there, study up on these different devices for your home, for your car, for your generator. Then make your decision and get a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Andrew is here to discuss these matters with us. And please, Andrew, we have new listeners every week, so we have people who don't understand what EMP is. If you want to give us that explanation, we'd appreciate it, sir.
EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. I think it's a term that many people at this point have probably heard, but maybe don't understand what it is. You know, it sounds like it's from a movie or a book, maybe a video game. But my job here is to explain to people that EMP is actually a very real weapon. In fact, it's one of the most devastating, one of the most damaging weapons that currently our enemies have in their weapons arsenals. So it's a very bad, very dangerous weapon. And what I'll do is I'm going to give a general overview about what EMP is, and just describe what the effects of it is. So EMP is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon in the traditional sense that most people are familiar with. So when you think of a nuclear weapon, you think of it on the ground with a big mushroom cloud, and radiation and fire and lots of damage. So what's a little unique with an EMP is they use the nuclear weapon, but they're actually setting it off above the Earth, very high above the Earth at roughly 300 miles. which is actually around the height of the International Space Station, to kind of give you an overview of how high it actually is occurring. In fact, it's so high that if it were to occur and that bomb were to go off, you probably wouldn't even see it. That's how high it is. And there'd be probably no indication that this was going to happen. And the EMP itself happens very fast. And so the effects of the nuclear weapon actually creates the three phases of an EMP, which is the E1, the E2, and the E3. The first two phases, the E1 and the E2, are actually created from the gamma radiation and the matter from that blast pushing downwards towards the Earth. And what happens is when that gamma radiation and the matter hit the atmosphere, which has lots of electricity and energy up there, it's stripping the freed electrons from the atmosphere, it's called ionization, and shooting those electrons down towards the Earth. And now this is happening fast. The E1 is happening in nanoseconds. The E2 is happening in microseconds. And all of this energy, which is, you know, at a low level, roughly 50,000 volts per square meter, is inducing into everything that's a conductor. So it's inducing into the grid. It's inducing into your car, your laptop, your TV, your home's electrical system, anything that's a conductor of electricity, these free electrons are inducing into. And it's going to destroy pretty much everything with microelectronics, so transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, and also microprocessors. So pretty much anything that you have that uses modern-day electronics has a very high likelihood of being destroyed. Most importantly is your vehicle. So, you know, you're no longer going to be able to go from point A to point B if you have a modern vehicle that uses these electronics. So the E1 and the E2 are slightly similar other than the speeds at which they occur. And so after the E1 and E2 have occurred, your way of life has changed completely as you know it. In fact, there's even a high likelihood that portions of the grid may actually go down just from the first two phases of an EMP. And that's because the grid itself and the power stations, you know, the nuclear power facilities that are producing the energy for the grid also can be affected and have microelectronics that can be destroyed. So that's the E1 and the E2. The E3 is actually slightly different in the sense that with the first two phases, the blast is pushing downwards towards the Earth, and that's what's creating the effects. In the E3, it's actually the blast from that nuclear weapon pushing outwards into space and pushing on the magnetosphere that's creating the third phase's effect. And so the magnetosphere is this thing around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather. But what happens is when this nuclear weapon, which is huge, pushes on it, it causes that magnetosphere to fluctuate. And it's going to fluctuate for many hours, 10-plus hours potentially, to try to get itself back into this normal shape that it likes to sit around the Earth. Well, while the magnetosphere is fluctuating from this nuclear weapon, a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth is being induced into large antennas. So not into your home, not into your car, which wouldn't really matter because they've already been heavily destroyed, but it's inducing into the grid, which is a mile, 5 miles, 10 miles long. And basically, this charge is building over time. You know, so at a certain point, whether it's 3 or 5 hours, the charge on the grid is getting so high that the critical components of the grid, portions of substations, transformers, even these power production facilities that may or may not have been completely destroyed from the E1 and E2, are also getting this energy into them, to include your home as well. And then they're going down, the grid's going down, and then we're losing all of the power from the grid. And so basically, post-EMP, you're back to the early 1800s. You no longer have communications, internet, power, functioning electronics, you know, a method to go from point A to point B that uses electronics. And it is incredibly devastating. In fact, it's so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population of the United States would be dead within 1 year after an EMP. And that's primarily due to a lack of clean running water and also a lack of sewer. But there's a myriad of different variables that would be associated with this, like you no longer have access to food, transportation, logistics, and so forth. So it's very bad.
Very nice summary. Very nice. We have about an hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me done. And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Great news. My website that was down last week for 4 days is back up and running full speed as normal with all the things used to seeing there. The more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors regarding the COVID and the COVID vaccination clot shots, all the other information you've grown used to looking at. Cliff High has a couple of new videos the past week or so. You might want to check those out. And of course, energy cleaners. I'm picking up a fresh batch this week to help people get past the arthritis pain, get their lives back. All you folks that already have energy cleaners, be sure and check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're elegant, warm, and cozy. Only $75 shipping included. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, and on your car seat. Available at thelibertyman.com, where you can buy them with PayPal. Or use MasterCard or Visa. The toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield. And I am so happy that EMP Shield has grandfathered my listeners into the $50 discount continuing. And Andrew, I know one of Stan Deo pretty well. He was on my radio show as a guest multiple times talking about various topics. You may not know this about Stan, but before the government shut down his access to what he had access to, he was reliably predicting earthquakes typically about 3 days before they happened. They turned off the information he needed to make those predictions. But he was really at the cutting edge of predicting earthquakes there for several years. Are you aware that he was even doing that, Andrew?
I am. I'm very aware. Yeah, it was quite incredible what he was doing, actually.
It was. You know, he's a brilliant man. And regardless, the threat of EMP is very real. The threat of damage by lightning is pretty much everywhere. I'm not aware of any place on the planet that can't get lightning. Obviously, places like Southern California get more lightning than Mojave Desert does. But every place is subject to lightning at some point in time, isn't it, Andrew?
You know, it really is. And, lightning is a huge threat. You know, lightning is one of those things that people don't really think about until after it happens. You know, we get this a lot, hundreds, probably thousands, several thousand customers call us at this point saying, you know, I was looking at EMP shield and then we got hit by lightning. Now we want to get it, you know, to make sure that doesn't happen again. It's almost a shame that they wait until after it happens. And that's kind of, you know, the point of what we're mentioning here on the show is like, get the protection now. It's incredibly affordable for what it is. You know, there's nothing else that I'm aware of at this price point that even gives you close to the protection that we offer that's backed by that warranty. And now for EMP, look at what's happening in Russia right now. What's happening in Ukraine. Russia just took out large portions of their electrical infrastructure. You know, we're seeing their playbook in action right now. So you have to understand, and I know you understand, but for those listening, if Russia were to decide to attack the United States, wouldn't they consider doing the same thing over here too? It would be a lot harder for them to use the methods of, you know, long-range missiles like they're using in Ukraine right now. So they would probably use a more effective weapon, which would highly likely be a EMP to take out the electrical infrastructure. So it's a huge threat. It's a threat that both China and Russia have, you know, used against the United States recently, you know, in the last 6 months. So people hopefully need to really get their heads on a swivel and start understanding the threat is real.
It is a very clear and present danger, and once you do your homework, you will come to the same conclusion. If you do homework about concerning what these weapons are, the possibility of them being used, I don't know how you could reach any other conclusion. Do you, Andrew?
No. Once people start looking it up, you know, I think the first step is people have to understand it's real. Once they start going down the rabbit hole of realizing not only is it real, but it's a present threat to the United States, you know, most people say, oh my gosh, I didn't know this, but I need to get some protection, which they should. Everybody should have protection at least on your vehicle. You know, it's a life-saving tool, especially in the winter, to get you from point A to point B. And I couldn't imagine my loved ones being 100 miles from home or 50 miles from home in the middle of a blizzard and EMP occurs, which is maybe one of the best times to do it. And then you can't go home. You try to walk home, but you can lose your life doing it.
That's right. That's right. Well, there's a lot of educational material at the EMP panel there at my website at thelibertyman.com where people can read the science. Unfortunately, Dr. Peter Pry died recently, and he was probably the best known publicly known expert on EMP and its effects. And he tried for years to get the United States to protect the power grid from EMP, didn't he?
Oh, he really did. You know, he was the leader of the U.S. EMP Commission, and he was fighting tooth and nail to get EMP protection. Great advocate for EMP defense. It's really sad that he died. Amazing guy, and it's sad because we've lost somebody that was so critical to getting this protection. And so we've lost a voice, and we lost a good person there. But, you know, for those who are unaware of him, just go to YouTube or go to Google and look up Peter Pry. You'll see him there. And there's an interview where EMP Shield was with Peter Pry discussing. I think the article was top U.S. EMP experts discuss the threat of EMP on national news. So look that up. You'll find us and Peter Pry in a discussion there.
Absolutely. Well, we talk about this every week. We wake up people every week. We educate people every week. And every week, incrementally, people come to conclusion, the same conclusion that I did more than a quarter century ago, that this is a clear and present danger, and that I needed to do, it was within my capability. It wasn't within my capability in the early 90s to spend the money to protect my 1988 Dodge 3/4-ton van, and certainly within my capability now to do the same thing with my Lincoln Town cars. And we got our next caller here. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. Well, we didn't lose power on EMP, but the streets of Philadelphia were invaded by massive hordes of triggered people, and the city streets were shut down. So, you know, it's not the madness doesn't always come from above. Sometimes it's right, you know, in the streets.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware of that. And the reason for the shutting down of the city streets and the maddening crowds was that the Phillies are going to the World Series, so having beaten the Padres, so that was actually what happened there. But as far as I know, overall, the city is still intact, and I think power is still operational.
Okay.
The thing about EMP, I was just thinking, do you think there's any chance that the Russians might make use of EMP in the Ukrainian thing? I would think they. I'm always big on the idea that they don't want to damage infrastructure, and you know that. But you know, Andrew, when you talk about going back to the 1800s, I mean, that's just horrific. We have all the worst effects of war, because you're going to have the power stop, the sewer's not working, water not working, typhus and dysentery. People are going to be dying from diseases if something like that ever happens.
Yes.
But any chance do you think they might use it in Ukraine? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I don't think so. I mean, I really don't think so. I think maybe some form of micro-nuclear weapons on the ground, but Russia it's an invasion where they want to take over the country, so they're actually taking down the power without destroying too much critical infrastructure. It's very pinpointed attacks at locations that they know will take the energy out, but not destroy all the infrastructure because they want to rebuild it if they take it over. You know, they want to keep it as intact as possible, but also make it as hard as possible for the Ukrainians. So I don't believe so, simply because of what I believe they're trying to do. You know, they want to take over the country and then make it their own. So it's going to save them money by not destroying the infrastructure. In the U.S., it's a little bit different because the plan for them may not have an initial invasion. It may just be to create like chaos, devastation, loss of life, and then eventually later attempt to take it over. So you know, the EMP on the United States is a little bit of our geographical location, you know, and what their plans are.
Yeah, or using EMPs or nuclear weapons and that sort of thing. Or if we were to go to war, the question is, would they confine themselves to like military targets such as, you know, naval squadrons afloat at sea. But that's right. an interesting possibility. But I just don't think, you know, I much like the way North Korea does these missile tests and like does over flights over Japan and stuff like that of these missiles, and I guess they know they're coming. I don't even think America would need to be physically attacked. I think if they were to send missiles, overfly missiles over the U.S. the way North Korea does, Japan and stuff like that, they could just take dud missiles and have them impact in rural areas relatively close, you know, to the cities. You know, they could just fly the missiles over the cities and have them impact in the rural areas. And America would be so freaked out, you know, they would possibly surrender or do something more conciliatory. I don't even think they really would need to attack America directly, and here's an interesting thing about modern warfare. A lot of people don't realize there's a total change in military philosophy between World Wars One and Two. Mm-hmm. In World War One, you had battlefield warfare going on with the trench warfare and the mustard gas and all the horrors of all that, and people being mowed down with machine guns mm-hmm. from trenches. But that was still military versus military on a battlefield. And in World War II,
right.
this all changed because everybody was started using a total war strategy. It's called total war, with attacks on civilian residential areas and businesses and cities and stuff. And a lot of other people, mm-hmm. that was a huge change in philosophy. And so, like, when they scream, they scream and yell now about, Putin attacked civilian targets. That's been in place for a very long time. We had B-1 and B-2 buzz bombs hitting London. We had America mm-hmm. bombing Dresden. We bombed Dresden with conventional weapons and Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. So, like, when they scream about civilian targets being hit, they seem to forget that this is the philosophy of modern warfare. It would happen to us, and we've done it to people, and so the civilian targets are not off the table, I find it kind of naive when the media screams about civilian targets being hit. Ever since World War II, we've been in a world of total war strategy, and that's going to happen. The nuclear war, certainly it's going to happen. Civilians will perish, Even back as far as sure. the Civil War was scandalous during Sherman's March to the Sea when he, burned Atlanta, and, we see cities being burned and stuff like that as far back as the Civil War. So I just thought I'd call right. that the attention. So, yeah, civilians are going to be killed in these things. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, our job here on Monday mornings is to educate people, inform people, help them to get the necessary information and knowledge they need to make an intelligent decision. Right, Andrew?
That's correct, and hopefully people are listening. Hopefully people, at the very least, I just hope people start doing some research to kind of understand what we're discussing, because for people who are first listening, it might sound like, holy cow, what is this? Start going on whatever platform you prefer to look up information on the internet, and, those who are listening will realize very quickly that what we're talking about is quite serious.
It is. Quite serious, and that's why Andrew and I are both serious guys. We're both veterans of the U.S. Army, and we're both in psychological warfare, and we both have some knowledge of history and why things happen, how they happen, and I take these things very seriously and have for decades. This is nothing new for me. Most people, their knowledge of EMP is very cursory, coming from movies and TV shows, if at all. And as you said in your summary, a lot of people think it's science fiction, but it's far from science fiction, isn't
right.
it, Andrew?
It really is. EMP is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you've got even more advanced weapons that, we don't really go too much into on the show, but you've got super EMP weapons, directional energy weapons. There's just so many things out there that just using energy alone as a weapon is can be catastrophic, to kind of put it bluntly. They're very, very devastating weapons.
That's right. That's right. Very devastating weapons. And we've had a lot of success of doing this, you and I. I think we're approaching the end of the second year here of doing this, maybe even the third. I've lost track. Mm-hmm. But
it's been a while.
It's been a while, and it's been a good while. And I'm very hopeful that we will continue to wake up new listeners. We have new listeners every week, that these new listeners will take the time to do a little homework. There's an excellent book that deals with EMP. It's titled One Second After, introduction of the book, the foreword written by the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. You're giving it a lot of veracity there. If you want to get a heads up, there's probably 100 novels on the same topic, but One Second After is probably the best known, isn't it?
Oh, it's by far, it's like the cornerstone of EMP books. I highly recommend people read it just to get an understanding.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll break back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, as usual, Andrew, this hour has flown by, getting information out to these folks literally all over the planet. We have an international audience helping people to get the resources they need to educate themselves with real information about a real threat with a very real and inexpensive way to counter it. Right, Andrew?
That's correct. And, you know, when people, I recommend just go to your favorite search platform and type in EMP or electromagnetic pulse. Just do 5-10 minutes of research. You'll understand exactly what we're talking about. You might have to read an article or two. You'll probably see some EMP shield listed in the search as well. And most people will come to the same conclusion that we've already came to, that it's a real threat and getting protection is affordable and something that people should really consider.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's what we do. We put the information out there, give people references and resources of reliable, reputable scientists like Dr. Peter Pry. I interviewed Dr. Pry on my show, I think only once, but I'm very grateful that I was able to do that at least once. And that was his life's work. He loved this country. He loved Americans. He wanted to see Americans be safe. And it was an uphill battle for him all those years to get something done nationwide, wasn't it?
Oh, it really was. I mean, he spent, I don't know, I mean, more than half of his life just focused on this one thing. And, you know, he made a huge impact. And so it's not to say he didn't have an impact. He had an incredible impact. It's just a shame that he was gone too soon, you know?
Absolutely. Now, EMP Shield is working with the state of Texas to protect the Texas power grid, I believe. What's the status of that, if you have an update for us?
So it's still ongoing. That's with an organization called the DEMSO. It's the Domestic Electromagnetic Spectrum Operations Group. I don't know why they made the name so long, but that's what it is. It's out of Joint Base San Antonio, so it is a military project. But it's a pilot program to basically prove on a portion of grid several upgrades, not just EMP protection, but several upgrades. It is going fairly slowly, but it's ongoing. In fact, they just had a call a couple days ago. So it's still ongoing, and that's really the only update I have right now for it.
Okay. Well, I know the Obama administration was actively blocking funding for protecting the national power grid. It was nothing inadvertent or haphazard, an act of intentional blockage of having the national power grid protected. And I don't know what the current status is of getting funding at the national level. If you have any comment before we wrap up the show, we'd be glad to hear it.
For sure. So, well, the executive order is still in place. I think there's two. As far as funding or actual progress on the grid, I have not heard of anything new. So it's not really moving anywhere.
Okay. Well,
of course, we all hope it would happen, but not yet.
Executive orders in the absence of funding is a big zero, isn't it, sir?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much. I'm glad that there's an executive order. But
Well, things may change. Thank you, Andrew. We'll have you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Farmers Monday. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.